Thank you.
Case number 23640. Would you state your name and spell it for the record?
Deputy Chief Kevin Samperi, S-A-M-P-E-R-I.
This is, at this time, you would both give each give a brief opening statement.
Sure. The applicant has a non-disclosed criminal arrest from 1995 in the city of Woodbridge, or town of Woodbridge, for interfering where he was found guilty. The arrest is a misdemeanor handgun disqualifier. On page 3 of the pistol permit application, he checked off the box and no to ever being convicted. The arrest is strictly supported, and there were no pardons produced.
Thank you.
I do apologize. The officer generally handles this is not here. He came here last night, so I had to show up.
Is it your opinion that he's statutorily disqualified?
I think SPRC hasn't caught up with the current statutes yet. I'm trying to figure out what would have been that case, even that that's a statutory prohibitor.
There was a marijuana.
Oh, was it 21A?
Yeah, okay. From
94. Okay, so yeah, that conviction. Yeah, that conviction. Yeah, that conviction now has to be since 2015. I think.
Yeah, and even if it were another, even if it were an assault third,
that's assault 20 years.
Only past 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years?
Yeah. 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 Okay. SPRC hasn't caught up with.
So this is not an automatic.
It's not an automatic disqualifier, though. Okay.
Do you have a brief opening statement, sir?
Yes. When I made the application for my permit, I did a background check on myself, and I submitted the information that I found from that background check. And I didn't purposely try to omit anything. I just thought that anything that happened prior to that time, before the dates, was either erased or no longer effective.
Sir? Do you have more you'd like to tell us?
No, I understand.
How many convictions does he have on his record? If just for the record. The appellant on his application did for questions. Do you have that handy? For questions. For the question, have you ever been convicted under the laws of the state? Did the appellant check no? I believe.
No. Conviction. Yes, on page.
For arrest.
Yep. When in fact he has like 6 or 7. Yeah, and what's the time frame for those convictions, approximately? Just
they were all approximately the same time, 94, 95, 96.
Okay.
And in my notes, I have one from 12/13/1989. I have one from 7/4/1994. I have another one from 1995, and another one from 2002.
What I have also.
Those were the ones that had guilty.
And what would justify not disclosing them?
Those should have been disclosed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to say, sir? Any questions for him? Yes, Detective Johnson.
Oh, we're with the issue authority still, correct?
Yes.
Did you happen to run his rap sheet once again here in 2025 to see if any of those convictions still stand? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, April of 2023 was the last time his record was checked.
I asked him to do it for the hearing today.
Especially considering I'm looking to see if that caveat of misdemeanor handgun disqualifier is still a part of his record.
Okay, I do have it here. On 324, the officer, Luis Rivera, ran it.
Can you speak a little louder?
Yes, it was run on 324 of 2025.
And what does it show?
Triple I status, it says single source. He has an FBI number, state number, EOC number.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Do the arrests that show in the 2023 record also show in the current record? And is it tagged misdemeanor handgun disqualifier?
I don't see anything on there.
Okay. So what came off?
I guess all of it came off.
So there's nothing attached to his record now?
Not on what I was provided.
And that was done earlier this month, a couple days ago?
Yes, on the 24th.
Monday.
So you're saying as of today, he has no criminal record?
That's what I have under the correct, is what the document says.
I guess we're going to ask what happened.
Why would those things have disappeared?
New date, the clean slate policy.
So enough time had passed.
Correct.
Yeah. At the time of the application, we weren't given any type of pardons or anything. Yep. That anything was removed. You know, it's been quite some time since the application was put in until today.
Okay. How do we feel now?
Okay, yes.
No, but it's a serious question. How do you, I mean, he's got no record now. Do you change your position that he's unsuitable or?
No, if he has no record, we have no objection.
So you would give him a permit today?
Yes.
Well.
Any other questions for the issuing authority?
Well, we can
make a motion.
We can decide on it, or we can let him withdraw and he'll issue the permit. And, there are a lot of options.
Yes, we've got a few options right here and now.
The appeal would be withdrawn, and they could issue the...
If the appellant is inclined to, he may withdraw if the issuing authority is saying right here and now that he will issue the permit. Barring that, we would have to go to a decision saying with a vote, and then Hamden would be on notice that they would have to... whatever our vote would be.
Do you understand what's going on here?
A little bit, but not exactly.
I can re-explain it for you.
Yeah.
So the chief just said that with the current check of your records, mm-hmm. you have a clean slate. Okay. We asked him specifically, well, would you issue the permit? He said yes. Mm-hmm. That gives you the option of saying to us today, well, if he's going to give me the permit, I'll withdraw my appeal because I don't have anything to appeal.
Okay.
The other alternative is to say, well, let's go on with the hearing and let the board decide whether you're going to get your permit or not.
Yeah, I just think for the record, if the appellant withdraws, is Hamden going to issue? You know.
Yes.
Okay. I think that just needs
so
to be on the record.
On the record.
That
now.
Needs to be on the record. Yeah.
So, would you like to withdraw this appeal?
Yes.
Neither.
Okay.
It's the case is withdrawn. Just with a caveat that if for some reason Hamden says no, mm-hmm. please let us know and we'll put you at the top of the docket for the next available hearing date. That works for you. Just in case.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to wait this period again.
Right,
we will put
right,
you at the top of the docket.
Okay.
Okay.
I know we're taking Hamden at its word.
Yes, yes.
I like Hamden.
And just, I'm sorry, and you do live in Hamden?
I do live in Hamden. I own a home in Hamden.
Just making sure.
Great question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.